This is Mark Umfleet, and you are listening to Wildman and Steve.
You are about to listen to the intersection of faith, talk, and music. The Wildman and Steve Show starts right now.
And now for the exciting conclusion of the interview with Greg Hayes of Girder, Bob Hartman, and John Schlitt from Petra on the Wild Man and Steve Show with Wild Man and Steve.
So, like, what is it like? I mean, honestly, I know we've been down this road a couple times, but what is it like for you? Because from a fan perspective, when I look back on the difference that both of you guys made in my life, in an incredible way. I mean, just absolutely. I know God would have had some way to disciple me other than Petra, but I'm telling you, Petra was my discipleship through high school and college for sure. No question about it. That's what got me through public school when I was the only Christian, you know, all of that, the encouragement that I received from the songs, your ministry. What's it like for you though, as when you look back and you were the ones who were on the stage, how do you think you view it different than the fans do? And how is that, or how would you describe the difference?
You know, I can see now so much more clearly than I could at the time. Of how God prepared me to do what I've done. And I look at what I've done is basically given Bible studies in songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many of the early songs had scriptures there, and sometimes the words were taken right out of scripture. And I've been told by many, many, many fans that what they like about Petra is the scriptures. You know, they learned the Bible.
Yes,
and there's
yes.
all kinds of stories about people who have discovered the scriptures through our songs. In other words, they heard a line in a song and didn't know what it meant. And then they came across it in the Bible and they said, oh, wow, you know, that's from the Bible. One example that I thought was really great was that we have a song called Bema Seat, which a lot of people know about.
Yes.
And there were these kids that they didn't know what Bema Seat, what's that, you know, and they had this class where the teacher was teaching them about the judgment throne of Christ, and he said, and that throne is called the Bema Seat, and they were like, what? They all looked at each other and thought, that's where they got it, that's what it is, you know, that's what it means. And it was like they were part of something now they knew, you know, it was special to them. And I think that there are a number of things in the songs maybe that that do that for them, bring out a scripture and make them think about it. And when we dwell on scripture, it sinks into our hearts. And when we sing it, when we know it in a song, it's that much easier to know and to remember. And so I think that you know, God used Petra and Nedley.
Then they remembered that God is their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer.
Man always introduces me at the beginning of the show as a Latin teacher. So, yep, I'm a high school teacher, career teacher. And I talk about this with my students all the time. Why do people remember lyrics? Because of the music, because of the rhythm, sometimes the rhyme. That's just how we're wired. And that is so important. The great hymns of the faith. And then you just simply go back to the Psalter, right? You go back to the Psalms. Here's David, for the most part, David, writing those songs. That's how people, you learn the stuff. And so I think that is so important, Bob. I'm so glad you say that, because, and I hope nobody in 2023, I hope nobody at this point is giving grief or beef to Christian artists for popular music. Surely to goodness we're past that now. But if they are, you just point them to David and say, you know, you look at the Psalms, that's what they were for. You look at Jesus, he's telling parables, the stories, just what you were saying. And that's what gets into our heads. So important.
You know how many teenagers back in the, it's called 70s, 80s, went to their youth pastor, said to their youth pastor, "That's a Petra song." And the youth pastor goes, "No, that's scripture that Petra made a song about."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They first heard it, Kenaniah, Bema Seed. I mean, so many different elements that was brought out. And there's people today that are still serving Christ because of a song that they heard, that they were able to connect with a scripture verse at church that kept them, you know, going through dark times. I mean, you can't listen to the song Grave Robber without being impacted. And when you really listen to the words and the power, you know, of some of that music, I mean, there's just so much, it just goes down. You know, there's actually 50 songs that are just like that. They're on the Petra. Okay.
There's a step that we all take alone, an appointment we have. Life is just waiting to pass, like the flowers that fade, like the withering grass. But life seems so long, and death so complete, and the grave an impossible portion to cheat. But there's one who has been there, still lives to tell. There is one who has been through both heaven and hell.
But, you know, I think it's also interesting. You mentioned the scripture, and I know that for me, during the era that was big for me, was like 86 through 94. So basically Back to the Street through Wake Up Call was the big time. Okay. Now I continued to listen after that and before, but those were that was the main era. And there was a lot of spiritual warfare focus, with Petra at that time. The whole idea of I'm all fired up, armed and dangerous when you get into the Beyond Belief. And I remember, I'll tell this, we at, on my campus in college, it was at Mount Vernon University in Ohio. And, we had this, there was some rumors going around that the college that was a few miles away was dabbling into some witchcraft and some Satanism and all that. And so one night there was a party going on that we heard about, and then somebody lit a cross close to our campus from that campus that was bleeding over from this group that was a satanic group, witchcraft or whatever. So a lot of people in the dorm, you know, fear was just going everywhere. Nobody knew what to do. Everybody, and I was concerned, everybody was concerned. And I went right in, popped in my cassette of Beyond Belief and just blasted Armed and Dangerous for everybody to hear. And that was our motivation to get through that time. And that was the motivation for me all through that time. So, John, the same question that I posed to Bob for you, what's it like for you looking back on all those years you were on the road and the impact you made on people?
I was just blessed. I was blessed. I tell you, I think my biggest concern was not to be a phony. Does Petra, the ministry of Petra, deserve better? I'm just blessed. I don't know what else to say. I was given a second chance, and I wanted to make sure that I did my best, and we did. I mean, even if we yelled and screamed at each other during traveling that day, I mean, you'd be surprised. We actually weren't perfect buddies every day, and we would have our arguments, and we'd be ticked off at each other, but what was very cool was just before we'd go on, we'd get together and pray. And one of the prayers was cleanse us, Lord, of all the stupid garbage that we did today. Let us walk on the stage as clean vessels and let your will be done, not ours. And that prayer was always very, very important to me because we were given, the five of us were given the opportunity to use the talents he's given us to go on stage and play the music that Bob wrote, as he put it, you know, play the scripture in music and present it live and present it in a very cool, positive way. So kids that may have brought those friends that were kibitzing their Christian music would go, dang, this is pretty cool. There was so much responsibility in doing that it was just a total honor at all times. And again, if you're doing something you love, you never work a day in your life, and time goes really too fast. Mm-hmm. And that's how I always saw it.
Yeah.
Good. I want to jump on that for just a moment. You're talking about that, the quality of the work and the performance. And we've had a number of artists that have talked about that and how important that is, especially for Christian artists, because there's always that comparison and contrast with the secular artist, and got to make sure you're knocking it out of the park on the excellence level. Because of that, you've got this wonderful body of polished work that is out there. Interesting thing, though. Now we're hearing and seeing a lot of bands that are going back and uncovering some of the demos and the pieces of stuff that happened to get recorded and the little experimental stuff. It's rough. It's raw. It's definitely not polished. And they're putting that out. Because there's something about, we all like the behind the scenes stuff, right? We like the, you know, VH1 Behind the Music back when that was on, you know, TV. And we like that kind of stuff. Would Petra ever, I don't, whether you have some of that raw early material, different eras or whatever, would you ever consider, if you have it, putting some of that stuff out? Not polished, but that's just because, well, again, a lot of fans want to hear that. Would you ever consider doing that?
We don't really have anything that wasn't polished.
Okay.
We polished everything. So, no, we don't. I mean, everything that we've ever done, I think, has been put out. You know, the only thing that hasn't been put out is maybe song demos. And those are things we don't want put out.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a certain point of honesty that you can go for where it's productive. And then when it goes past that, it's unproductive. So, no. Petra, the way Petra always worked was Bob would have the songs. We'd have the 10 or 11 songs. We'd go in and do them and refine them the best we possibly could. And that was our package. And it worked. It's a God thing in a roundabout way. It's just that's the way it was always done. And I'll tell you what, I mean, Petra's been around for 50 years. Do we want to go back and get all the scraps? We don't need to. Sometimes I think you get the scraps because you got nothing else. That's taking a step backwards going, I hope we can resell it. I hope we can.
You bring up a good point. Because some fans really want that. They really do. They want the stuff off the cutting room floor, so to speak. But then other people look at that and go, come on, man. You're just trying to make a buck out of something little scrap you had in a shoebox. And so, yeah, I think that's certainly a valid, very valid perspective.
It's almost comparable to our scraps, and please understand what I'm saying, this is our new package. Their scraps is just another item they can get because they're fans.
Mm.
Why would you want to listen to that when you can go and listen to the professionally perform? I mean, I guess you do. Maybe it's because they say, oh my gosh, I could almost do that. You know, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't fascinate me at all, but that's because I like perfectionist. I'm just
if I could say that there's one holy grail Petra recording that I don't even know if anyone has, it would be the original recording of Killing My Old Man from Come and Join This album. That would be the holy grail, in my opinion, of recordings. So if anybody has that out there, they win the prize.
Yeah, was that with the same band personnel from that album?
Yeah, that was with Greg Voles came and guested on that Come and Join Us album sang that song. And the record company said, we can't put that out. Killing My Old Man. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was dropped off the album. If anybody has that recording, that's a holy grail right there.
Yeah. Because I know when I first heard the version on, I think it's Never Say Die, my dad said the same thing was, are they teaching you to kill your father? Like, what's going on? You know, and you know, to go back to what Greg was saying about his parents, my parents were the same way. And they were very cautious and concerned about Petra. As soon as they heard it and as soon as they saw the band picture, everything, this is of the world, that there's no way they're Christian. But what sold them was the lyrics, and also what sold them was my parents actually took me to my very first Petra concert. And it was at the fair, and you guys did a 3:30 deal, which is just a short stint, and then you did something in the main concert in the evening. They stayed for the 3:30 one. They sat all the way in the back because they said it was too loud and all that. But my dad was talking to my mom, and they both were like, they say, man, the only thing I could, because John's up there singing, and my dad was like, the only word I can understand is free. And then my mom said, wait a minute, no, that's not free. I've heard Chad play this before. This is clean before my Lord. And that's what sold them, was the lyrics and the message. And then they just supported everything you guys put out because they knew the impact that it made on my life. That was incredible. So, Greg, tell us here, we got a few minutes left. Tell us here about the process going forward. Where are we at with this as far as, obviously the CD, T-shirts have been released. Vinyl, is that still in pre-order? Where are we at with everything right now from your side?
Yep, CDs are in stock. T-shirts are in stock. The few that are left, we refined the T-shirt. I didn't really like the way that logo came out. We kind of went back to the drawing board and refined that. And so there are still some T-shirts left. The vinyl is at manufacturing. Vinyl takes months when you're doing a 5 LP box set. And let me just give credit where credit's due for the vinyl box set. John and Bob and I were all sitting at, I believe, Ruth Chris, having a nice little steak one evening, and I told Bob what I wanted to do with the vinyl, that I wanted to put out a double, maybe triple. And he goes, oh no, nope, you need to do the whole thing. All 50 songs? He's like, yes. I'm like, okay. That's what we did. He was right. You know, I'm paraphrasing a very long conversation that we had about it.
So if it doesn't sell, it's my fault.
It's Bob's fault.
It's all my fault. If he loses money, he's coming back to me with an attitude.
He just wanted to put that out there. This was Bob's idea, just so you know.
Yeah. No, I really hand it to Bob, because we're so glad that we actually did pull the trigger and do it. And I think it's going to be great. You know, it's a 5 LP. I think it's tentatively scheduled to be in stock in July. It is going to be limited. I don't remember if it was 300 or 500. I'd have to go back and actually look at the website to figure out the box sets that we did. But it is all the same 50 songs on 5 LPs. Going to be a big booklet. It's the same content that was in the CD, but larger size. I think there's a few other photos and what have you inside of it. But it's going to be a really high quality box that it's in. It's not going to be a flimsy box. It'll be something that people can keep on their shelf for the next 50 years, pass on down to their kids or their family. Yeah, we're pretty excited. It should be out in July, but it is in pre-order status currently on the website.
Okay, great. Yep, girdermusic.com, ladies and gentlemen, that's where you need to go. So it is time now for Wild Man's on-the-spot question. Always have an on-the-spot question, but tonight is going to be different. It's not going to be a question. It's going to be more of a, what's the word? an imperative. Steve, you appreciate that word, right? It's an imperative. It's a directive. It's a command. So all of you right now, I want to look at your calendars right now, because we're going to schedule another interview for this, another interview for the podcast. Now, hang on. Don't say you're too busy. So we're going to do this. Okay. 50 years from now, we're going to do Petra 100. Okay. Put it down on your calendar. All right. Is everybody game to do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Petra 100, 50 years from now. Greg, you got that?
2073.
What would Girder Music website look like in 2073? I'm just curious.
Hopefully we're not still selling Petra 50 box sets.
I don't think anybody knew how to take that one.
That was a bad answer, Greg.
It was a bad answer. I mean, I have no answer.
Most likely, we'll probably wouldn't even go to the website. It'll be in our head. We'll just tap our head and it'll be right there.
Yes. AI is going to take over and kill off all humanity. And yes, they'll be running the podcast then.
Yes. But Petra 50.
And they can listen to Petra.
Yeah, exactly. Petra 50 will still be around. That's the main thing. Yeah. AI can destroy everything else, but this is the one thing that's going to stay. So, hey, we want to thank all of you for being with us today. This is great, and this was an honor to have you guys on. We appreciate the fact you took the time to be with us on this show. When we heard this was coming out, when Greg told me about this idea, first thing I asked him, when should we do this? When should we get them on the show? And then one thing led to another. We were able to work it out. So thank you so much for taking the time. And also, I just want to thank all of you for the impact you are making on so many people's lives because of you being obedient to God. And this is just an incredible thing that you guys have done and continue to do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's very nice. Thank you so much.
To petrabot.com and go to one of the shows. There's all these shows scheduled this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. We almost have a tour. What's going on?
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's never going to stop. Never going to stop. Petra's going to be, I'm telling you, Petra 100, man. Start the logo design right now, Greg. There you go.
Bob, you're going to need to buy some more guitars.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
All of you who listen to this show, know the honor it was to have legends Bob Hartman and John Schlitt of Petra on to celebrate their new CD package, Petra 50. As Steve and I talked after the show, these two men are the real deal. They are humble servants of Christ, and it is very difficult to get them to brag about anything. As Bob shared, from the beginning, Petra's mission was to simply put the gospel to song in a style they appreciated, so more could come to faith in Christ. That is really the purpose of all ministries, is it not? Thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you next time.
The Wild Man and Steve Show is now partnering with New Release Today. Find out more about them at newreleasetoday.com. And don't forget to check out our website, where you can also leave us a review at wildmanandsteve.com.
Sounds like rock and roll to me.